Every Christian probably wrestles with at least two questions. Does God always answer my prayers? And why does God seem to allow evil to prosper while the righteous suffer? We especially struggle with these questions when they touch us personally. It's most difficult when an evil person is hurting us or someone we love, but God does not seem to answer our prayers for relief. Has that happened to you? Have you seen the wicked succeed while the decent among us fail? Well, I pray this meditation from Habakkuk chapter 3 will help you remember that when you wrestle with the problem of evil, that you will go deeper in understanding faith and prayer and choosing to love the sovereign God. So rest here as we begin. Settle here as the Holy Spirit opens your heart to remember the enduring love of God. And whether at first or last light, allow your time to be a divine sanctuary of quiet contemplation, a retreat, if you will, to choose to love God. So take a moment now and choose to be filled with the awe of God's amazing works. As we continue, begin to take inventory of any distracting thoughts and choose to let them slip behind you now. Allow your intentions to shift from the fear of the world to the hope of the eternal. Center on this present moment to choose to remember and love the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Resting now, here, present in the love of God, I want you to listen and respond to 1 John chapter 4, and as I lead us, answer, Lord God, I choose to love you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. So, Lord God, I choose to love you. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us. So Lord God, I choose to love you. God's love is brought to full expression within us. So Lord God, I choose to love you. Continue to rest here in silent offering as you choose to love God and remember his good works in and through you. How do you respond when you see the wicked succeed? Well, take a moment to ponder your emotions when you witness decent, good people failing because of evil. And those moments does God ever seem silent and distant, ignoring your cries for justice? Be honest with your answers. There's no judgment here. You are safe. Now allow those negative emotions to drift on away. Feelings of fear and anger are not of God, so let them drift along as you center your thoughts instead on the sovereignty of God. Choose to love. Your thoughts may drift here and wander between the love of good and the anger towards evil. That's to be expected. But no worries, no condemnation. Allow your drifting mind to remind you to center once more on choosing to trust and love God. Take this next minute now and intentionally center on the love of God. Allow tears to flow if they come, and let God's embrace tighten around you. Take this next minute to whisper once more your centering prayer, "Lord God, I choose to love you." Center two on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath, not controlling the pace or the rhythm. Just notice the gentleness of each breath. Be mindful of each breath, whether shallow or deep, fast or slow. Notice each breath is designed to satisfy your body's needs at that very moment. So center on your breathing. Be present with each breath. Now I want you to begin breathing in slowly and deeply. After each breath, hold for a moment if you can, and then release it by blowing it out through your mouth. Deeply and slowly breathe in the presence of God, the love of God. Let each breath remind you of your love of God. Continue breathing slowly in and out for a minute and center on the word love. Thank you. continues your center now on God's message for you from 1 Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, and we'll begin the Amplified Bible. Listen to this letter written by the prophet Habakkuk. It's a letter he wrote to God, likely around 600 BC. He wrote that it is permissible to question what God is doing during times of anguish and misery, but to do so with respect, reverence, and love. So cherish now each word for you from Habakkuk through the Holy Spirit. Though the fig tree does not blossom, and there is no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive fails, and the fields produce no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold, and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. I will choose to shout in exultation in the victorious God of my salvation. Did any words resonate with you? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you into the loving presence of God. Though the fig tree does not blossom, and there is no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive fails, and the fields produce no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold, and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. I will choose to shout in exultation in the victorious God of my salvation. Did any ideas seem more fresh or novel or new in this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time for your heart and mind to be transformed by the love of God, your love of Him, your trust, faith, and confidence in His sovereign plans. Listen once more, now from the New King James Version. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk up on high hills. How can you apply this passage to your life? Well, for this next minute, return again to your breathing as you center once more on your love and trust of God. Thank you. In this third reading, reflect on this passage as it becomes your own prayer from the New Living Translation. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms, and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails, and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields, and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me sure-footed as a deer and able to tread upon the heights. What do you desire most from God at this time? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. If your mind drifts, not to worry. Just pause, breathe, and return to hopeful and confident thoughts of love. While resting now, with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, I want you to surrender to the loving presence of God. But I want you to first visualize standing among trees with no blossoms, vines with no fruit, flocks cut off from their folds, stalls standing empty. The sky is gray and foreboding. Pay attention to those details. Now, begin to lift up your head, the sun breaking through to your warm face, and begin to worship in the company of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Choose to lose yourself in the image unfolding before you. Place yourself in that passage. Feel the embrace. And listen to his whisper, "My child, look around now and be amazed. For I am doing something in your day, something you wouldn't believe even if someone told you about it. So my beloved, if I seem slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. I will not be delayed. I am in my holy temple. I hear your cries. So choose to love." Yes, choose to love. Release your fear and take all the time that you need. He is in no rush, nor should you be. Stay here for a while longer if you can, your mind surrendered to the loving presence and care of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But before rushing off into your day or falling to sleep, consider this. How are you reminded of the plans of the sovereign God at work within you right now? And how might God use you to remind another of his plans? How can you help others choose to love? But let me pray now this closing benediction over you, to always choose to love and be joyful in the God of your salvation. The sovereign Lord is your strength. Now may you know the salvation of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the love of God now and always. Amen.